Astrophysical Fluid Dynamics by E. Batner. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysical Fluid Dynamics by E. Batner is a comprehensive introduction to the study of fluid dynamics in astrophysics. The book covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of fluid dynamics to the more advanced topics of astrophysical fluid dynamics. It is written in a clear and concise style, making it accessible to both students and professionals. The book begins with an introduction to the fundamentals of fluid dynamics, including the equations of motion, the conservation laws, and the equations of state. It then moves on to discuss the various types of flows, such as laminar and turbulent flows, and the effects of viscosity and thermal conduction. The book also covers the dynamics of stars, galaxies, and other astrophysical objects, as well as the dynamics of interstellar and intergalactic gas. The book also covers the physics of shocks, including the Rankine-Hugoniot relations, and the physics of accretion disks. It also discusses the physics of magnetohydrodynamics, including the equations of motion, the induction equation, and the equations of state. The book also covers the physics of radiative transfer, including the equations of radiative transfer and the equations of radiative equilibrium. The book also covers the physics of stellar atmospheres, including the equations of radiative transfer and the equations of radiative equilibrium. It also discusses the physics of stellar evolution, including the equations of stellar structure and the equations of stellar evolution. Finally, the book covers the physics of cosmology, including the equations of general relativity and the equations of cosmological structure formation. Overall, Astrophysical Fluid Dynamics by E. Batner is an excellent introduction to the study of fluid dynamics in astrophysics. It is written in a clear and concise style, making it accessible to both students and professionals. The book covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of fluid dynamics to the more advanced topics of astrophysical fluid dynamics. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in the study of astrophysical fluid dynamics. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Gas dynamics. Gas dynamics is the study of the motion of gases and their interactions with other forms of matter. It is a branch of fluid dynamics that deals with the motion of gases and their interactions with other forms of matter. It is used to study the motion of stars, planets, and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 2. Magnetohydrodynamics. Magnetohydrodynamics is the study of the motion of electrically conducting fluids in the presence of magnetic fields. It is used to study the behavior of plasma in the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. Main idea number 3. Stellar dynamics. Stellar dynamics is the study of the motion of stars in a gravitational field. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. Main idea number 4. Radiative transfer. Radiative transfer is the study of the transfer of energy in the form of electromagnetic radiation. It is used to study the emission and absorption of radiation by stars and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 5. Stellar atmospheres. Stellar atmospheres is the study of the physical and chemical properties of the atmospheres of stars. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their atmospheres. Main idea number 6. Stellar interiors. Stellar interiors is the study of the physical and chemical properties of the interiors of stars. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their interiors. Main idea number 7. Stellar evolution. Stellar evolution is the study of the evolution of stars over time. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their evolution over time. Main idea number 8. Galactic dynamics. Galactic dynamics is the study of the motion of stars and other objects in a galaxy. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies and their dynamics. Main idea number 9. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is used to study the structure and evolution of the universe and its components. Main idea number 10. Numerical methods. Numerical methods are used to solve problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics. It is used to solve problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics using numerical techniques. Main idea number 11. Gas dynamics in astrophysics. Gas dynamics in astrophysics is the study of the motion of gases in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the motion of gases in the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. Main idea number 12. Magnetohydrodynamics in astrophysics. Magnetohydrodynamics in astrophysics is the study of the motion of electrically conducting fluids in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the behavior of plasma in the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. Main idea number 13. Stellar dynamics in astrophysics. Stellar dynamics in astrophysics is the study of the motion of stars in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. Main idea number 14. Radiative transfer in astrophysics. Radiative transfer in astrophysics is the study of the transfer of energy in the form of electromagnetic radiation in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the emission and absorption of radiation by stars and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 15. Stellar atmospheres in astrophysics. Stellar atmospheres in astrophysics is the study of the physical and chemical properties of the atmospheres of stars in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their atmospheres. Main idea number 16. Stellar interiors in astrophysics. Stellar interiors in astrophysics is the study of the physical and chemical properties of the interiors of stars in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their interiors. Main idea number 17. Stellar evolution in astrophysics. Stellar evolution in astrophysics is the study of the evolution of stars over time in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their evolution over time. Main idea number 18. Galactic dynamics in astrophysics. Galactic dynamics in astrophysics is the study of the motion of stars and other objects in a galaxy in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies and their dynamics. Main idea number 19. Cosmology in astrophysics. Cosmology in astrophysics is the study of the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of the universe and its components. Main idea number 20. Numerical methods in astrophysics. Numerical methods in astrophysics are used to solve problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics in astrophysical environments. It is used to solve problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics using numerical techniques. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Gas dynamics is a fascinating field of study that deals with the motion of gases and their interactions with other forms of matter. It is used to study the motion of stars, planets, and other astronomical objects. Gas dynamics is a branch of fluid dynamics, which is the study of the motion of fluids and their interactions with other forms of matter. Gas dynamics is used to study the behavior of gases in a variety of situations, such as in the atmosphere, in the interstellar medium, and in the intergalactic medium. It is also used to study the behavior of gases in the laboratory, such as in combustion engines and in chemical reactions. Gas dynamics is a complex field of study that involves the use of mathematical equations to describe the motion of gases. These equations are used to calculate the pressure, temperature, and other properties of gases. Gas dynamics is also used to study the behavior of gases in a variety of situations, such as in the atmosphere, in the interstellar medium, and in the intergalactic medium. It is also used to study the behavior of gases in the laboratory, such as in combustion engines and in chemical reactions. Gas dynamics is an important field of study for many areas of science, including astrophysics, atmospheric science, and engineering. It is used to study the behavior of gases in a variety of situations, such as in the atmosphere, in the interstellar medium, and in the intergalactic medium. It is also used to study the behavior of gases in the laboratory, such as in combustion engines and in chemical reactions. Gas dynamics is an important tool for understanding the behavior of gases in a variety of situations, and it is essential for understanding the behavior of stars, planets, and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 2. Magnetohydrodynamics, MHD, is a branch of fluid dynamics that studies the motion of electrically conducting fluids in the presence of magnetic fields. It is used to study the behavior of plasma in a variety of astrophysical contexts, such as the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. MHD is a powerful tool for understanding the dynamics of these systems, as it allows us to study the interaction between the magnetic field and the plasma, and the resulting effects on the motion of the plasma. In MHD, the equations of motion are derived from the conservation of mass, momentum, and energy, and the induction equation, which describes the evolution of the magnetic field. These equations are then solved numerically to study the behavior of the plasma. The equations of MHD can be used to study a variety of phenomena, such as the propagation of shock waves, the formation of jets, and the generation of magnetic fields. MHD is an important tool for understanding the behavior of astrophysical systems, as it allows us to study the interaction between the magnetic field and the plasma, and the resulting effects on the motion of the plasma. By studying the behavior of the plasma in these systems, we can gain insight into the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 3. Stellar dynamics is a branch of astrophysics that studies the motion of stars in a gravitational field. It is used to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. Stellar dynamics is based on the principles of Newtonian mechanics, which describe the motion of objects in a gravitational field. It also incorporates the effects of relativity, which can be important in some cases. The study of stellar dynamics involves the use of mathematical models to describe the motion of stars in a gravitational field. These models are used to calculate the orbits of stars, the distribution of stars in a system, and the evolution of a system over time. The models also allow us to study the effects of interactions between stars, such as collisions and tidal forces. By studying the dynamics of stellar systems, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. Stellar dynamics is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. It is used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. It is also used to study the dynamics of stellar populations, such as the distribution of stars in a system and the evolution of a system over time. By studying the dynamics of stellar systems, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. Main idea number 4. Radiative transfer is a fundamental concept in astrophysics, as it describes the transfer of energy in the form of electromagnetic radiation. It is used to study the emission and absorption of radiation by stars and other astronomical objects. This process is important for understanding the structure and evolution of stars, as well as the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Radiative transfer is a complex process, as it involves the interaction of radiation with matter. It is governed by the laws of thermodynamics and quantum mechanics, and is affected by the physical properties of the medium through which the radiation is traveling. The transfer of radiation is affected by the temperature, density, composition, and other properties of the medium, as well as the frequency of the radiation. Radiative transfer is used to study a variety of astrophysical phenomena, such as the formation of stars, the evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. It is also used to study the emission and absorption of radiation by stars and other astronomical objects. By understanding the radiative transfer process, astronomers can gain insight into the physical properties of stars and other astronomical objects, as well as the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 5. Stellar atmospheres are composed of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, and heavier elements such as carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and iron. The composition of a star's atmosphere is determined by its mass, age, and evolutionary state. The temperature and pressure of a star's atmosphere also vary with its mass, age, and evolutionary state. The study of stellar atmospheres is important for understanding the evolution of stars and the formation of planetary systems. By studying the composition and structure of stellar atmospheres, astronomers can learn about the physical and chemical processes that occur in stars. This knowledge can be used to better understand the formation and evolution of stars, as well as the formation of planets and other objects in the universe. The study of stellar atmospheres also helps astronomers to better understand the physics of stars. By studying the temperature and pressure of a star's atmosphere, astronomers can learn about the star's internal structure and the processes that occur within it. This knowledge can be used to better understand the evolution of stars and the formation of planetary systems. The study of stellar atmospheres is also important for understanding the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. By studying the composition and structure of stellar atmospheres, astronomers can learn about the physical and chemical processes that occur in galaxies and other large-scale structures. This knowledge can be used to better understand the formation and evolution of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Main idea number 6. Stellar interiors are the regions of a star that lie beneath its visible surface. These regions are composed of a variety of materials, including gas, dust, and plasma, and are subject to a variety of physical and chemical processes. The study of stellar interiors is essential to understanding the structure and evolution of stars. The study of stellar interiors involves the use of a variety of tools, including theoretical models, numerical simulations, and observational data. Theoretical models are used to describe the physical and chemical processes that occur in stellar interiors, while numerical simulations are used to study the evolution of stars over time. Observational data is used to compare theoretical models to actual observations of stars. The study of stellar interiors is important for understanding the formation and evolution of stars, as well as the structure and composition of the universe. By studying stellar interiors, astronomers can gain insight into the physical and chemical processes that occur in stars, and can better understand the evolution of stars over time. Main idea number 7. Stellar evolution is a complex process that involves the formation, evolution, and eventual death of stars. It is a fundamental part of astrophysics and is used to understand the structure and evolution of stars, as well as their evolution over time. The process of stellar evolution is driven by the energy released by nuclear fusion reactions in the core of the star. As the star ages, it undergoes a series of changes in its structure and composition, which can be studied using a variety of observational techniques. The process of stellar evolution begins with the formation of a star from a collapsing cloud of gas and dust. As the star contracts, it heats up and begins to fuse hydrogen into helium in its core. This process releases energy, which is used to support the star against its own gravity. As the star continues to contract, it eventually reaches a point where it can no longer support itself and begins to collapse. This collapse leads to the formation of a new star, which is hotter and brighter than the original star. As the star continues to evolve, it undergoes a series of changes in its structure and composition. These changes are driven by the energy released by nuclear fusion reactions in the core of the star. As the star ages, it gradually cools and its luminosity decreases. Eventually, the star will reach a point where it can no longer sustain nuclear fusion reactions and will begin to cool and fade away. This is the end of the stellar evolution process. Stellar evolution is an important part of astrophysics and is used to understand the structure and evolution of stars. By studying the evolution of stars, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the evolution of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 8. Galactic dynamics is a field of astrophysics that studies the motion of stars and other objects in a galaxy. It is used to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, as well as their dynamics. The motion of stars and other objects in a galaxy is governed by the gravitational forces between them, as well as the forces of gas and dust. By studying the motion of stars and other objects, astronomers can learn about the structure and evolution of galaxies, as well as their dynamics. For example, by studying the motion of stars in a galaxy, astronomers can learn about the distribution of mass in the galaxy, the age of the stars, and the rate of star formation. By studying the motion of gas and dust, astronomers can learn about the distribution of gas and dust in the galaxy, as well as the rate of star formation. Galactic dynamics is also used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies. By studying the motion of stars and other objects, astronomers can learn about the formation of galaxies, as well as their evolution over time. For example, by studying the motion of stars in a galaxy, astronomers can learn about the distribution of mass in the galaxy, the age of the stars, and the rate of star formation. By studying the motion of gas and dust, astronomers can learn about the distribution of gas and dust in the galaxy, as well as the rate of star formation. By studying the motion of stars and other objects, astronomers can also learn about the formation of stars and other objects in the galaxy, as well as the rate of star formation. Galactic dynamics is also used to study the interactions between galaxies. By studying the motion of stars and other objects in different galaxies, astronomers can learn about the interactions between galaxies, such as the formation of galaxies through mergers and the transfer of material between galaxies. By studying the motion of stars and other objects, astronomers can also learn about the formation of stars and other objects in different galaxies, as well as the rate of star formation. Main idea number 9. Cosmology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is a multidisciplinary field that draws on a variety of scientific disciplines, including astronomy, physics, mathematics, and chemistry. Cosmologists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and theoretical models. By studying the universe, cosmologists can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its components, such as dark matter and dark energy. Cosmologists also study the formation and evolution of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the structure of the universe on the largest scales. Cosmology is an ever-evolving field of study, as new discoveries are made and new theories are proposed. Cosmologists are constantly refining their understanding of the universe, and their work has led to a better understanding of the universe's structure and evolution. Cosmologists have also made great strides in understanding the nature of dark matter and dark energy, two mysterious components of the universe that are believed to make up most of its mass. By studying the universe, cosmologists can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its components, as well as the formation and evolution of galaxies, stars, and planets. Main idea number 10. Numerical methods are an important tool for solving problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics. These methods involve the use of computers to solve equations that describe the behavior of fluids in astrophysical systems. By using numerical techniques, researchers can simulate the behavior of fluids in a variety of astrophysical environments, such as stars, galaxies, and interstellar gas clouds. This allows them to gain insight into the physical processes that govern the behavior of these systems. Numerical methods are used to solve a variety of problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics. These include the study of the structure and evolution of stars, the formation of galaxies, and the dynamics of interstellar gas clouds. By using numerical techniques, researchers can simulate the behavior of fluids in a variety of astrophysical environments, such as stars, galaxies, and interstellar gas clouds. This allows them to gain insight into the physical processes that govern the behavior of these systems. Numerical methods are also used to study the behavior of fluids in extreme environments, such as those found in the cores of stars and in the accretion disks around black holes. By using numerical techniques, researchers can simulate the behavior of fluids in these extreme environments, allowing them to gain insight into the physical processes that govern the behavior of these systems. This can help researchers better understand the behavior of these systems and the physical processes that govern them. Main idea number 11. Gas dynamics in astrophysics is a fascinating field of study that examines the motion of gases in various astrophysical environments. It is used to understand the behavior of gases in the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. Gas dynamics in astrophysics is a complex field that involves the study of the physical properties of gases, such as their temperature, pressure, and density, as well as their interactions with other gases and with the environment. It also involves the study of the effects of gravity, magnetic fields, and other forces on the motion of gases. Gas dynamics in astrophysics is an important field of study because it helps us to understand the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the motion of gases, we can learn about the formation and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Gas dynamics also helps us to understand the physics of the interstellar medium, which is the space between stars and galaxies. This knowledge can be used to better understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the structure and evolution of the universe as a whole. Gas dynamics in astrophysics is a complex field that requires a deep understanding of the physical properties of gases, as well as their interactions with other gases and with the environment. It also requires an understanding of the effects of gravity, magnetic fields, and other forces on the motion of gases. By studying gas dynamics in astrophysics, we can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of the universe, and use this knowledge to better understand the formation and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. Main idea number 12. Magnetohydrodynamics, MHD, is an important tool for understanding the behavior of astrophysical plasmas. It is used to study the motion of electrically conducting fluids in astrophysical environments, such as the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. MHD is used to model the behavior of these plasmas, including their dynamics, structure, and evolution. It is also used to study the effects of magnetic fields on the motion of the plasma, and to understand the role of magnetic fields in the formation and evolution of astrophysical objects. MHD is based on the equations of motion for a plasma, which describe the behavior of the plasma in terms of its density, velocity, pressure, and magnetic field. These equations are used to model the behavior of the plasma in a variety of astrophysical environments, including the interstellar medium, the solar wind, and the magnetospheres of planets. The equations of motion are also used to study the effects of magnetic fields on the motion of the plasma, and to understand the role of magnetic fields in the formation and evolution of astrophysical objects. MHD is also used to study the behavior of astrophysical plasmas in extreme environments, such as the cores of stars and the accretion disks around black holes. In these environments, the plasma is highly magnetized and the magnetic fields can have a significant effect on the motion of the plasma. MHD is used to study the behavior of these plasmas, including their dynamics, structure, and evolution. Main idea number 13. Stellar dynamics in astrophysics is a field of study that focuses on the motion of stars in astrophysical environments. It is used to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. Stellar dynamics is based on the principles of Newtonian mechanics, which describe the motion of objects in a gravitational field. By applying these principles to the motion of stars, astrophysicists can gain insight into the structure and evolution of stellar systems. In stellar dynamics, the motion of stars is studied using a variety of techniques, including numerical simulations, analytical models, and observational data. Numerical simulations are used to model the motion of stars in a given environment, while analytical models are used to describe the behavior of stars in a more general sense. Observational data is used to validate the results of the simulations and models. By combining these techniques, astrophysicists can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of stellar systems. Stellar dynamics is an important field of study in astrophysics, as it provides insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, star clusters, and other stellar systems. By studying the motion of stars, astrophysicists can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 14. Radiative transfer in astrophysics is a complex and fascinating field of study. It involves the study of the transfer of energy in the form of electromagnetic radiation in astrophysical environments. This radiation can be emitted or absorbed by stars and other astronomical objects, and its behavior is determined by the physical properties of the environment. Radiative transfer is used to study the structure and evolution of stars, the formation of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. It is also used to study the effects of radiation on the interstellar medium, such as the heating and cooling of gas and dust and the formation of molecules. Radiative transfer is a key component of astrophysical fluid dynamics, as it is used to describe the transfer of energy between different regions of space. It is also used to study the effects of radiation on the interstellar medium, such as the heating and cooling of gas and dust and the formation of molecules. Radiative transfer is also used to study the emission and absorption of radiation by stars and other astronomical objects. By understanding the behavior of radiation in different environments, astrophysicists can gain insight into the structure and evolution of stars, galaxies, and the interstellar medium. Main idea number 15. Stellar atmospheres in astrophysics is a field of study that focuses on the physical and chemical properties of the atmospheres of stars in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their atmospheres. This field of study is important for understanding the formation and evolution of stars, as well as the physical and chemical processes that occur in stellar atmospheres. It is also used to study the effects of stellar radiation on the interstellar medium, and to study the effects of stellar winds on the interstellar medium. The study of stellar atmospheres involves the use of a variety of observational techniques, such as spectroscopy, photometry, and imaging. These techniques are used to measure the temperature, pressure, density, composition, and other physical properties of stellar atmospheres. The study of stellar atmospheres also involves the use of theoretical models to understand the physical and chemical processes that occur in stellar atmospheres. These models are used to predict the evolution of stars and their atmospheres, and to study the effects of stellar radiation on the interstellar medium. The study of stellar atmospheres is an important part of astrophysics, as it provides insight into the formation and evolution of stars, as well as the physical and chemical processes that occur in stellar atmospheres. It is also used to study the effects of stellar radiation on the interstellar medium, and to study the effects of stellar winds on the interstellar medium. Main idea number 16. Stellar interiors in astrophysics is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the physical and chemical properties of the interiors of stars in astrophysical environments. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and their interiors, and to gain insight into the processes that drive stellar evolution. By studying the interior of stars, astrophysicists can gain a better understanding of the physical and chemical processes that occur within them, and how these processes affect the evolution of stars. This knowledge can then be used to better understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe as a whole. The study of stellar interiors in astrophysics involves the use of a variety of tools and techniques, including numerical simulations, analytical models, and observational data. By combining these tools, astrophysicists can gain a better understanding of the physical and chemical processes that occur within stars, and how these processes affect the evolution of stars. This knowledge can then be used to better understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe as a whole. The study of stellar interiors in astrophysics is an important part of understanding the universe, and is essential for understanding the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe as a whole. By studying the interior of stars, astrophysicists can gain a better understanding of the physical and chemical processes that occur within them, and how these processes affect the evolution of stars. This knowledge can then be used to better understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the evolution of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 17. Stellar evolution in astrophysics is a complex and fascinating field of study. It involves the study of the physical and chemical processes that occur in stars over time, from their formation to their eventual death. It is used to understand the structure and evolution of stars, and to explain the various stages of stellar evolution. It also helps to explain the origin of elements in the universe, and the formation of galaxies and other structures in the universe. The study of stellar evolution involves the use of a variety of tools, including theoretical models, numerical simulations, and observational data. Theoretical models are used to understand the physical processes that occur in stars, such as nuclear reactions, convection, and radiation. Numerical simulations are used to simulate the evolution of stars over time, and to study the effects of different physical processes on the evolution of stars. Observational data is used to compare the theoretical models and simulations to actual observations of stars. Stellar evolution is an important field of study in astrophysics, as it helps to explain the origin and evolution of stars, and the formation of galaxies and other structures in the universe. It is also used to understand the evolution of the universe itself, and to study the formation and evolution of planets and other objects in the universe. Main idea number 18. Galactic dynamics in astrophysics is a field of study that focuses on the motion of stars and other objects in a galaxy. It is used to understand the structure and evolution of galaxies, as well as their dynamics. This field of study is important for understanding the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the interactions between galaxies. It also helps to explain the distribution of matter in galaxies, and the formation of stars and other objects. The study of galactic dynamics involves the use of mathematical models to describe the motion of stars and other objects in a galaxy. These models are used to understand the gravitational forces that act on the objects, as well as the effects of gas and dust on the motion of the objects. The models are also used to study the effects of dark matter on the motion of stars and other objects. By understanding the dynamics of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the interactions between galaxies. Galactic dynamics is also used to study the distribution of matter in galaxies. By understanding the distribution of matter, astronomers can gain insight into the formation of stars and other objects. This knowledge can be used to understand the evolution of galaxies, as well as the interactions between galaxies. Additionally, the study of galactic dynamics can help to explain the formation of galaxies and the evolution of the universe. Main idea number 19. Cosmology in astrophysics is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin, structure, and evolution of the universe. It is a multidisciplinary field that combines elements of astronomy, physics, and mathematics to explore the universe on the largest scales. Cosmologists use a variety of observational and theoretical techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, the cosmic microwave background, and the large-scale structure of the universe. They also use computer simulations to model the evolution of the universe and its components. Cosmology is an important part of astrophysics, as it provides insight into the fundamental laws of nature and the evolution of the universe. Cosmology in astrophysics is a rapidly evolving field, with new discoveries being made all the time. Recent advances in cosmology have included the discovery of dark energy, the detection of gravitational waves, and the development of new theories of the early universe. Cosmologists are also exploring the possibility of a multiverse, in which our universe is just one of many. As cosmology continues to evolve, it will provide us with a better understanding of the universe and its components, and help us to answer some of the most fundamental questions about the universe. Main idea number 20. Numerical methods in astrophysics are used to solve a wide range of problems in astrophysical fluid dynamics. These methods are used to simulate the behavior of fluids in astrophysical environments, such as the interstellar medium, star formation, and the evolution of galaxies. By using numerical techniques, astrophysicists can study the behavior of fluids in a variety of astrophysical settings, such as the formation of stars, the evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. Numerical methods in astrophysics are used to solve a variety of problems, such as the evolution of stellar systems, the formation of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. These methods are used to simulate the behavior of fluids in astrophysical environments, such as the interstellar medium, star formation, and the evolution of galaxies. By using numerical techniques, astrophysicists can study the behavior of fluids in a variety of astrophysical settings, such as the formation of stars, the evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. Numerical methods in astrophysics are also used to study the dynamics of stellar systems, such as the formation of stars, the evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. These methods are used to simulate the behavior of fluids in astrophysical environments, such as the interstellar medium, star formation, and the evolution of galaxies. By using numerical techniques, astrophysicists can study the behavior of fluids in a variety of astrophysical settings, such as the formation of stars, the evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the interstellar medium. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.